Well, then it's not so. Thank you. How they used to go on I don't know what your job description is.
My job description is you will function as a across-the-board assistant to the person, in the same way as the assistant to the person in the other side. You're responsible for overall operation of the swing and the residence. Oversee staff, the press office, the social office, the residence office. Put it together as a basic sheet, runs the, you know, over there. We'll work closely with the president's staff and overall plans. White House events, that good. State Department's protocol, official event, and build up a series of things. But basically, what she is to you, to the town, what I am to you, and that's the way she ought to look at it. She runs the place, the path, and all of
this can have a quick response.
And all of the details are
better.
Do you want me to meet with Mrs. Mason?
And all the things that she presses us.
You mean to say that I look, she picks him up or she should?
You get offered to help, I should also really be glad to help.
Yeah, that would be, Julie needs on her trip. That's where Pat was. That's where Pat was, and she won't, I don't think she's gonna be able to do that.
Well, there's a kind of historic of the different.
But kind of should be, I mean, she's had 4 years, and now she should go on for 3 years or whatever.
The other thing I thought, if you don't think this makes a race, that just so we'd be happy to help any way we can, however she trusts it, and whatever she wants.
Do it or not do it, or whatever she wants.
Right.
Well, as part of the organization, so forth, and do the work.
Okay, then I have a motion, Mr. Chairman. I might discuss this with the chair, I'm not aware of the possibility.
Right.
Which, never, just never occurred.
It didn't hurt, right.
Good.
It is the ideal solution.
Good, what are you saying about him?
I'm trying to.
I'm saying that Dr. Kissinger will turn the direction of the seating for consultation and pressure.
That he doesn't arrive till midnight.
Right.
So we will not meet this tonight, if you see, tell him, you're right, we're very late tonight, and we'll meet Thursday tomorrow.
Dr. Kissinger, turn your mic for consultation, in general, we remain in that discussion, but if Dr. Blackout, in the course of this change, both sides will decide jointly whether and when to begin. Meantime, protecting the experts on both sides, discuss the details of the relationship with parents, the idea of protecting the rights of the children, based on the angle, on the work you decide that you want. Say, is this being a break, is it being moving? General, this is all on the parents.
No comment.
Well, is someone on the side of the parents, so. Very sad, but.
Nothing further to say, you're. All the details are talking.
Dolls are gonna be another session, on both sides of the parents, so that's my message, is that.
And it's, and,
well, I raised that question too. I don't know my home with Kissinger, you know, that's a bit, whether planning, and I said, do we see what that's doing for her? Whether planning. In other words, the implication or aspect is something you worked out.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I know, I expect that, but I would say, I wonder if Kissinger said with regard to.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, with regard to her needs. Okay, with regard to rather than whether, and nobody's gonna know, but you say whether, with regard to her, with regard.
With regard to her needs, that will determine during the course of the.
With regard, with regard to her needs.
During exchange of messages.
During exchange of messages. With regard to her, what does this mean? There gonna be further meetings, I don't know, further comments. No comment. With regard to her.
It will remain as, Dr. Kissinger, it will remain as a special advisory council on messages. With regard to her, during that exchange, with regard to her, that will be determined during the exchange of messages. With regard to her, it will be decided jointly,
the determination of decisions with regard to her, will be made by the time. And we may, in a month, and we'll be able to get here, of course, to the series. Put it a little bit that way, I like that little bit of weather and different plans, so.
And of course.
I am sure you
trying to present, and that's what I built the job.
That's right. But just like you say, any political man is better than a military man. The military guy was fine, not his fault.
Okay.
But he didn't know him. He said, "This is Mr. So-and-so." This is Mr. So-and-so cried by, and I got to think, well, who in the Christ Mr. So-and-so? I admit, you know.
It's got to be a guy who says, "We did a superb job for us in Southern Ohio, getting out the largest percentage of votes."
Right. That's right. That's right. You see, they can't figure that out of conversation.
Can't figure that out. I studied all that stuff.
Right.
A little harder last time. Just a little drop.
I thought it had been covered. Oh, the holes in my head.
Yep.
And if they can't determine whether one or the other does it, when Christ had one good half and another good other half, I don't care. They move around. Whatever they want to do. What is tonight?
Labor leaders, Democrats, Catholics. It's clear to the majority. The hosts for tonight and tomorrow night are Volpe, Brennan, and Volpe.
Well, how about Volpe? Do you want to introduce him?
No, I don't think so. Because he won't know more stuff. Yeah. And Volpe ought to move around as a host. He shouldn't take a staff position.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right.
But Chuck can. And that puts Chuck exactly in the role you want. He's a guy introducing his people to you, and that's exactly, it's symbolic, it's a good, it sets that up.
Good. Well, I think the work that you're losing, if it doesn't work, is fine, Bob.
But if it does work, it's superb.
If it doesn't, if it does,
Just shake it out. Shake the hands, and then they go out to the Saturday, there's nothing until the cabinet dinner Saturday night. Then you can take off Friday. Yeah, maybe we want for dinner, have a day Saturday right there. You got a cabinet dinner Saturday night and a church service Sunday morning. And so, when you go, you've got the church service.
Who we got for that?
Perfect, Pearl.
Pearl's on the mission.
So, give me the choice to go, cook, can't do it, get somebody in there. So, cook would be an outdoor.
Where some other traffic, for example, prayers for trouble.
Well, they're working up a whole plan on that, but nothing to that, but for,
Then, church service is also, majority time.
Yes, sir.
So, different types of people.
Oh, and all different people.
And then, Monday, there's nothing for you, but this is next semester, but when I have children, you search on the edges.
And Tuesday, then you're campaign reception, surrogates, and, another, the next level.
That all.
We want a level of your last call.
No, sir, that's just a big time.
It's a White House reception, candle on tour, reception, and no one does, so then the candle on steps.
That's Tuesday night.
Tuesday night, and that's the end. When you're done, you're done. The staff reception is, or staff open house, tour is,
I can't think.
Thursday.
That staff people come to work. Once you back out now. That's a rather nice thing to do, to remind us. I have a whole lot of shape and I can ask you, that's just people who are really active, strong, you know what I mean? I don't mind taking a few people out of the staff, off of the group, to get them and, you know, work their heads off, to get them into that, who is the campaign, people who are preparing so much. Now, I don't want, however, to hold them, the National Council staff, I don't want the National Security Council staff and so forth, I want them all pushed over to the other end. See my point?
Yeah. And the others, the, you know, staff family. Thank you, whether you're their families, and they know,
right,
Santa Clara, or whatever, and, you're not there.
And,
And the press will be the same kind of thing, you have special, you know, candlelight tour, you know, open house.
Right.
And the press, that, that.
That's what I'm talking about.
And once Thursday, then it's Friday. Which is the 21st and 22nd.
You're just supposed to talk to them.
Nothing. But you really kind of need to. And then they do a 12, you can't let it go somewhere. That's not a good thing.
Who power is there to take it from?
No, it's the Congress, it's an invited deal. And that's how we take care of Congress and, people who have, people who are in the industry. They've got that pretty well set up. But the thing you're doing, they're all focused on the new majority.
Yeah.
With the exception of last round, which is a campaign on the ends.
You know, glad I've got Eddie back here, but it's a real problem. He's not paying over there, the whole end is handling.
Yeah.
You should have talked to Henry and called Henry and sat down. People that, that's just, he goes up and down. decide to kick you over the side, this time it's gonna go on. Okay, we say, you know, we interpret the agreement the way that we see, that's right, I'm gonna get on it, not down.
That's right.
Paris told us the contrary, not with standing the American people who want this war to go on another goddamn minute. If they feel they're gonna get our POWs and a ceasefire and relationship, they don't give a damn about whether or not there's a clause in regard to the bother to get South Vietnam over this or that or the other thing.
Or the DMZ or anything.
I know. Very important to the South Vietnamese. But it's not important in terms of our American public opinion. But then, further to show you, and it's a little bit else, and I told him, I'm happy to make that decision, so it's very testy. Now, should we go ahead and do that again, and so forth? Al is aware of the fact that Henry is really out of control. The heads been, he's off and on. This kind of conduct at this point is a very good indication of Henry. Henry now is looking at the negotiation where he is basically his baby, and he's got to nurture the goddamn thing, and that's his only concern about how he comes out. And that's how he's going to look in the way of handling negotiation. And that's a very unhealthy thing insofar as what the goal of this country is. You agree or not?
Yeah.
Talking to the president, that will excite the whole thing with Preston, which is a goddamn setup. And here we go again. Here we go again. Here's the most critical information that we can get. Critical story, whether it's the most important, interesting story. Who does he get to? He needs a story answer again. And there it is. I am convinced that I know more and more convinced that he's got. Henry has now gone the track. We're going to say that in terms of even any relationship in the future with the nation and the Russian and the Chinese, that his judgment is not going to be good. And I think it's becoming very, very serious for the entire country.
But sure, my second question is whether if that's over, we can move into other things.
The other question that I'm really more interested in is this. If we really hunt down to it, and if I put it to it harder, Al would schedule. If I do, I make him the man who's in the position. It's the only man who can handle the job. His career in the Army, yes, he's a few better than him.
What does he?
The price.
of any rank at any station is at retirement age, at age 60. 60 is the retirement age in the line of service. Except for those who have the rank of career ambassador. The career ambassadors, their retirement age is 65.
And they only let me have a red factor of that name from the present time. Alex Johnson. I think Alex, incidentally, should be used as an ambassador at large. I think that's an control bill. And that we may have to, do some of the, there's too many things coming up here. I don't want him to go with his health problem. I don't want him to go to sign one. Coming back to Henry's Bob, putting it candidly, he is showing too many signs of insubordination. That's the point. You know this, and he's done. And he can't, should talk to Al that way about this. And I have to make this decision. In the first instance, you know, when we came back on the field, now we can't go on television. You know, and do all that, you remember?
Anybody that you did.
That's right. Well, now, on, if he thinks about it, and he's going to agree that that's correct, all over this way, that was a terrible thing. That's why he didn't get through. I doubt that. It wouldn't work.
But Al certainly agrees.
Well, he agrees now. He may not agree, but you know how Al is.
Yeah.
But Al cannot cross Henry. He knows he's like a woman. You don't cross him except certain times. But Al agreed that that couldn't work.
But he did with me. He said you did. I was absolutely right. He said I was a laugh that Henry was going through, and that's
yeah.
The position you took with that.
Right, we couldn't do it. And so it is now. Like, for example, I said to Al, now look, as far as Henry's little game, this idea that we'll increase the bombing below the point of parallel. I said, Al, that's no goddamn signal to the north. As I told you this before, I said, we bomb them below the point of parallel, so we increase the gun. So they'll say, we increase the bombing, so we're going to do anything. Not that a good bomb with B-52s over the Hanoi Hightown area. I mean, that's a signal. But you're going to be blamed either way, Bob. They're going to say, we increased the bombing, right?
Yeah.
So I said, unless it serves a military purpose, don't do any bombing below the point of parallel. Don't do it over, you know what I mean? Why the hell would you do it for? We've got a, Henry has got this, he sees everything in terms of minutiae. It's, you know, he talks about big plays now, and if you want to make it, he's not, at this point, unfortunately, I think this is a real problem, it's a terrible psychological problem. He is honest enough, I mean, or intelligent enough to know that he is the guy that worked ourselves into this goddamn corner. By what he said before the election, if he's at any price, then, I mean, he's at hand. He knows now that we're in a situation where getting out of the corner, he's grasping for straws. How do we get out of the corner? What first? The person should go on television and blame the army as an example. And then he goes back to negotiate and talks and talks and talks. And then, then he says, call the ring. He tried that. And that hasn't worked. Now he says, well, maybe it's a question of that he finally reached the conclusion of long run to the circumstances. He said, I think one of three things, either the North or the means, realize we're having problems with Saigon. Obviously, they realize we're going to break down. Or they have Saigon infiltrated. Remember, I'm sure there's any question of being infiltrated. And that's why when he said what we did with Dr. Bound, we was down the field, got back to the North. Why I sent another message to him to say that if the North were entrenched, if we go ahead and get to the Congress to solve. But you see, what you have here is a series of events where our bargaining position is extremely weak. And whether I think the country would not be too concerned about giving a few of bombs.
But not people look for the bomb. I think you got a problem going on television and saying everything's collapsed and I'm trying to bomb. No, I said about the bomber, great.
Set up. was in Boston.
Well, some of the drama's gonna come 2 years from now. If you look back at what happened during the first half of the second term, what happened?
Yeah.
Well, what happened, if we've got this right, is a total change in the way the executive office works. There's a total change in the structure of all the cabinet departments. There's all new people working in a totally different kind of way. And you get your, some of your stuff there, and that.
What is it,
the other work than the drama now?
What's going to be the reaction here to this question of a black sun? I see that constantly being here. Do you have a black sun?
What do you mean that they're black on it?
Yeah, that kind of people, sure, they're right. I'm not going to meet with them in that group. There's not going to be any of that. I want to be sure Garner and the rest are pushed off of that position. I'll see our own black. I'll see it all line short, but I'm not going to meet with any goddamn black. Some of them, a bunch of people laying down in demand, but I'm not going to meet with the black caucus. That's to be done by the liberals. Would you agree?
Yes, sir.
We cannot be in that position.
It is right to our black.
No. Our blacks might even say, you know, the idea of the black summit, you know, I look at the name Wilson, sure, it's critical to hell. Remember, we went through that same thing, they forgot we went through that same thing. That's a good meeting, and they go out, and even one man, they had pissed all over us, that's right. And he said that was a terrible thing, it should never happen, it's not going to happen again. We're looking for individuals. Coming back to the Henry problem, I think we have to also recognize that he is the most national
The emotional strength there has to be overwhelmed.
And he's terribly frustrated. He's terribly disappointed. He thought he was going to have a certain test. That's exactly what everybody was going to have to be felt. He thought it was going to be too late. He never let it up. He said it would be too late. And it did not happen. And like all that elections, it needs to be proved wrong. So therefore, he's grasping out here in the gutter to get his attendance as well as he can. But on the other hand, Bob, we cannot allow him. At this point, we've got to keep a tight rein on him in terms of I've taken his advice in many cases, as you've been right there, but he's got to realize it now, and he knows that these decisions are too damn important to like to get toward the end. But Henry just can't. He is not making dispassionate, objective recommendations. He's flaring them out.
not sure, believes that he's got a basic psychological problem that's coming back and forth. What he does, maybe it's good, he has this sort of short-term tantrum as well, so maybe that's all the pressure, so he doesn't have to break down.
I have a feeling Robert and a Rogers must have been my first mate, and I don't know about that.
First, yeah.
Was the first mate.
Before the first mate. The day of the first mate. But the day of the first
mate.
Bye.
Bye. I mean, you got to get that out of the way for the energy level.
Probably is going to go to a showdown, and unless he gets them, they really have to win it. And then that's the and it's certainly that decision to itself.
People don't know about these goddamn types of followers, but
they don't know about the things like
may also just go down a little. Henry at this point, with everything else he's got there. That's much of a feeling of power, actually, over the ball here. That's why it's been rather good that he's been out while we've been making some of these questions around. I want to get through the fence. Some of the others, the ambassador, the rest, I'm going to get through it as fast as we can.
No, but I think Henry did put it pretty good.
I always like that. It's bad when I meet him for a second, because he's a good point. He was wrong. He was wrong.
Good.